multiple points along the gender identity spectrum. This is Gary, and this is All Have a Beer and Talk, the only podcast that is produced in an undisclosed location somewhere underneath Portland, Oregon, that talks about beer and technology-related things. If you know of any other podcast that makes those claims, let me know so I can destroy them. Just kidding. Not kidding. Now I have some not so much bad as slightly disappointing news. There won't be a full show until this coming weekend. The real world has been encroaching on the rich fantasy world that exists in my head, where I can drink beer and podcast about weird tech stuff I read on the internet as a full-time gig. I just left the day job that I've held for almost 10 years and started a shiny new one, so the cognitive load of switching gears to a whole new routine has sapped me of my vital essences. The vital essences I need to drink and talk. So here's an 8-ounce episode, so you have something to listen to this week. 8-ounce episodes, if you are unawares, are special editions of I Have At, where I have a small amount of beer and talk about one single story. Exciting. I need to pick a beer. Let me start up the randomizer. And there we go. The randomizer is a device I created that picks a random beer for me. Once we get a result, I can tell you what I'm about to put in my mouth. And here's the results. I have Jester King Brewery's Simple Means, a 5.6% ABV alt beer. That is spelled A-L-T-B-I-E-R. Interesting fact about the first part there, that alt. According to BeerAdvocate.com, alt literally translates to old in German, and is also derived from the Latin word for high, altus, which may refer to rising yeast. Yeast being the magic beast that makes beer, well, beer. Anyway, alt beers are German-style brown ales that are conditioned longer than regular beers, diluting the brown's normal fruitiness and creating a nice, mellow, balanced brew. Perfect for a Wednesday. Okay, the sound you're going to hear is me transitioning to the beer mic so you can hear me open this bottle. Now, looking at it in the glass, it is a light brown, almost, you could also say it's a dark orange, and has a tan white head. Smells very fruity. Let's see if it's fruity or a mellow fruity. Wow, it's a lot tangier than I expected, but has this kind of strange slowdown on the back end, also smoky aspect to it. I mean, according to the bottle, it is a farmhouse alt beer made with smoked malt, so that might be the smoked malt I'm experiencing on the back. This is lovely, lovely Wednesday beer. Hey, last episode I talked about a new spin on two-factor authentication, using something you own or something you wear or something on you to prove your identity in conjunction with something else. But what would you say if I told you there's another identity authentication concept out there, and this is something that spews forth from your very body? No, I'm not talking about what you immediately thought of, by the way I phrased that, but I am in fact talking about sweat. Digital Trends reports on a new research paper recently published in the journal Chem Phys Chem. Sounds pretty hip. Anyway, the paper was produced by a research team led by a chemist by the name of Jan Halimek at the University of Albany. Halimek told Digital Trends that, quote, composition of sweat is complex but individualized, and sweat is present on the surface of skin, so analysis is non-invasive. On the surface of your skin, maybe, you sweaty chemist. Sorry, Jan. Their method of using sweat as a form of identification would go something like this. The number of amino acids present in the subject's sweat is recorded, along with data from other factors such as age, gender, and physiological states. Halimek said that an electronic device, such as a smartwatch, could monitor the sweat levels throughout the day during a, quote, enrollment period. And from all this, a unique user sweat profile could be created. When the subject's sweat is wiped on a sensor on a device, the sweat could be analyzed, then compared to the sweat profile, and allow or deny access to the device from there. Halimek hopes that using sweat could make devices more secure, and a side benefit would be monitoring the user's overall health. Many metabolites increase or decrease, Halimek said, for certain illnesses. This is what the clinical diagnostic field is dealing with every day. So, sweat identification. You know, I suggest gyms start using sweat as a way to gain access to their facilities. Or be used as definitive proof as to which gym members don't wipe down the equipment after use, because that's really, really gross and they should just stop doing that. And there you have it. I should have the time and brain power to create a regular size show for you next time. Please visit my sponsor, Pulp and Deckel, at PulpandDeckle.com. And, as always, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and sweaty people about the show, and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@PulpandDeckle.com. Or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio, or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!